Now on the run home with Joel and Fletch. It's time for our rugby review with Drew. Catch Drew Mitchell on the show and go every Sunday from 10 a.m. on SEN.
Our man Drew Mitchell joining us thanks to Aqua Rugby. Check out the latest news at aquarugby.com. Tell you what, Brian, I'm very, very pleased that we have another disciple of the Waratahs about to join us. You, myself, and now Drew Mitchell. Hey, Drew, how are you, mate?
Good, fellas. How you doing?
What about our Tars?
Yeah, welcome to the bandwagon, fellas.
Tar tough, mate. Tar tough.
No, it was a great performance from the guys over there. And what I think I liked most about it was how it was a real squad performance. I think we got a real impetus off the bench. Guys like Smith and Hennigan and Gamble off the bench. But, you know, just didn't lose any momentum when those guys came on. And I think in the end, that was probably a big reason as to why we went on with it.
So this week, Waratahs are playing the Blues. So the Blues can't finish. They've got it basically wrapped up. So do you expect the Blues to rest a few players?
You know what? I think I do, Fletch. I think looking ahead, they'll have, they'd be hoping to have three pretty competitive finals on the trot the 3 weeks after it. So this is probably a pretty good opportunity for them to rest a few of their guys. They've been carrying a bit of the load, but probably expecting the teams to come out on Thursday and we'll get a bit more of an understanding. But I think it's just a real good opportunity for our Waratah guys to get another scalp here at Leichhardt. And I mean, I guess there's two trains of thought, right, Fletch? It's either get momentum and keep the team pick and stick going into the finals, or if he feels like some of their key players need a bit of a break. But either way, I think the Waratahs will probably have, you know, enough confidence and belief in themselves to go out and at least compete with these guys, regardless of what team they put out there.
Waratahs currently sixth, Drew. Reds are in seventh, and Rebels are out of the race. Rebels aren't going to be there. Yeah. Brumby's sitting in third. Just explain again, and you have done this before, but just, if you don't mind, just repeat how the top eight works in the rugby again. So who will play who in week one?
Yeah, it's first and eighth, and so on. So, you know, second and seventh and all that. I think, look, 8 out of 12 is farcical, really. Like, only 4 teams out of the whole competition missing it. But that's how it is this year, and I've known that from the beginning. But, yeah, it's a tough ask for, you know, obviously, if you're finishing eighth. I think it's the Highlanders are only sitting 4 wins out of 13 games, sneaking to eighth. They'll get the Blues in Auckland, and they'll probably bow out pretty quickly. So, whilst it's not ideal to have so many teams going through, I think it'll sort of even itself out after the first week of the finals.
Hey, Drew, you know how the Wallabies named their 40-man squad? Can players come in and out of this? Like, even though, like, because the Waratahs, I'd imagine when they named that 40-man squad, how many did we get in there?
Yeah, look, they can definitely change, Fletch. I think it's kind of like, you know, early in the year, in your game, they pick some sort of provisional squads for the Origin, just so that the coaches can kind of get their hands on them, get them into the environment, get them familiar with how things are done, maybe even get a little bit on across the game plan and that type of thing, so that when they do get them, because it's such a short period of time for preparation for the England series, much like it would be for an Origin, I'd imagine. So sometimes it's just about familiarising some of the players with that environment, and then, you know, they can play themselves in or out of that squad depending on where they sit and their form throughout the season. I think, you know, there's players that weren't in that squad from overseas, guys like Quade Cooper, Samu Kerrera and Marika Korombeta, who've been at least spoken about in the media about coming back, and conversations that Dave Rennie's having with their clubs about bringing them back. So they'll be, I mean, if that comes to fruition, there'll be guys that make it from outside of that squad. And, yeah, I would think as well, obviously, with injuries pending, there'd be a few extra Waratah that'll join that squad, I think. I think even like a Bolton, maybe like a Charlie Gamble would be a smoky to maybe make it from outside of that group. He's just been in amazing form. He's got good versatility in the back row. And he could be someone that might, you know, be a surprise name that we hear when Dave Rennie announces the next squad.
Speaking about surprise names, I've noticed there's on your Instagram, you're doing a few chin-ups. You are on the rower, doing a bit of flies. Do tell, what's happened? Have you been told by the missus to get into shape, or are you looking at making a comeback somewhere?
Oh, thanks, Fletch. This is really awkward because the missus flicked me about a month ago, so that's probably a bit of my motivation.
Sorry. I didn't know. I thought that was her right. When I walked past that. Oh, that was you, I mean, when you were down the beach. Sorry.
No, it's all good. No, I just think, I mean, you know what it's like. It's always important to stay on top of the health and fitness. And, yeah, just going down there to locker room, down there at Bridge Street in the city, just getting back under some heavy weights and trying to, you know, but it's not appropriate to have a dad bod without kids. So just got to make sure I stay on top of that.
Well, I've told all our guests that get over 40, you should be the great running palmer said you should be doing 70 push-ups a day. That's all he does.
Wow.
70 okay. push-ups, and it doesn't have to be all in the and a few squats. Just to get your legs going. So
yeah, of course. Never miss.
I don't want you going too heavy.
I thought he said have 70 chicken wings a day. I'd be signing up for that. On the wing, chicken wings away. I'd be going.
Well, I think Drew.
Hey, that's it.
Yeah, Drew. Tell us about that, Drew.
Well, obviously spent my career in the wing, but now I'm now just getting out there and just a couple of dark kitchens around Sydney and up and down the East Coast, just getting in there and just selling. All the best, the hot wings and loaded fries and chicken tenders and that type of thing. So I just think, I've been on the wing my entire career and I might as well stay on the wing outside of it. Mm. But just that's probably also a big part of the reason I'm getting into the gym, just to make sure I've got some good balance there. So all those are an excellent little opportunity to plug, but will be available soon in your areas. And Menulog, DoorDash, Uber Eats, all of it. Just get online and jump on and eat some wings.
So you're on the wing. What about on the rebound? Are you out there? Are you going on dates? Or what happens in your world, Drew?
No, it's a bit early for me to be doing that, to be honest. But,
okay.
At some point, I guess it's on the horizon at some point, but certainly not ready yet.
You're happy.
I love this. I'm just... Spilling up my guts here.
No, I know.
Shall we go?
But this is what some people always want to have a partner, and sometimes some people just want to be alone. You know, they go through like 6 months alone, 6 months in a leaking boat.
I'm a bit of a bear. I just like to hibernate after something like this. Anyway, we'll see how we go.
But are you open to going on a date?
Not just yet. Okay. No, not yet. Yeah.
What about if I line it up? We have a double date.
Well, I'm not going to say yes to a blind date, but we can talk off air.
Okay. Yeah. Would you be willing to go on like TV shows like The Bachelor?
No, definitely not.
You wouldn't go on The Bachelor?
No.
You'd be a good catch.
No, it's not for me. I'm too emotional.
Okay. What about Survivor?
Actually, look, if I wasn't with Channel 9, that'd be something I'd look at.
Okay. Well, they do take other people from other networks.
What would be the most suited reality program that you could go on, Drew, you reckon?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I think out of all of them, Survivor would be the one that I'd like to get on. Maths is not for me. I enjoy watching it, but it's definitely not for me.
Drew, you're untapped. You could make, I don't know how much money you're getting from On the Wing, but if I can get you onto these reality shows, you'd be rolling in it.
But I mean, I may as well, right? After just spilling my guts on this, there's not much else to tell, really.
you haven't spilled your guts.
There's a little. Each week it changes. So on the aqua, on the wing. A couple of weeks ago, he was on the sauce.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That was good. Well, anyway, Drew, thank you very much, and best of luck. And I'm here for you, brother. I'm here for
thanks,
you.
I appreciate that.
1 hour a day, and if you need to call me. Just call me in that hour and we can discuss and get things
going your way. Can I ask, Brian, have you actually got a person in mind?
I do have a person in mind.
For a said blind date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's recently separated.
Yes.
She's a lovely girl,
but
she's got children. I don't know whether Drew...
Well, what do you say that so negatively for?
Only because Drew doesn't have kids.
That's okay.
Well, it's a big responsibility. I know love, if you fall in love... But it's sometimes... Look, I'm a realist.
Well, ask him. Is it officially a game breaker if... said person has said children?
I mean, look, moving forward, no, not at all. I mean, I think it's more about the connection, right?
So, but have you ever been in a relationship
with... You're too judgy, Brian. You're judging.
I'm not too judgy.
Yeah.
I'm not too judgy. He's hibernating at the moment. Mm. He doesn't want...
He likes to hibernate. He likes to keep things private.
He won't go on a date. I don't think he wants them to introduce the tin lids just yet.
Not just yet. Okay. We're good for now.
All right. No problem. Well, keep me up to date. Keep me up to date.
Anyway, we'll be
I'm sure we'll talk about it next week.
Hey, you're a good catch, Drew. Yeah. Look yourself in the mirror, give yourself a wing and go, come on, Tiger, I can do it.
That's so are you okay if we publish your number after the call, Drew, and just get anyone, if they know someone who may suit you, they can just call you any old time?
Oh, not just yet, fellas, but I'll give you the go-ahead when I'm ready.
All right. Well, Drew, I'll see you down in Bambusia for a bit of a sing-along.
Just to top and tail the rugby chat, and we are mad Waratahs. It's highly likely, yep. Drew, final round 15-15, but it's highly likely that, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, because the Brumbies will most likely play either New South Wales or the Reds, which means the bad news is an Aussie's definitely out, but the good news is an Aussie team is definitely through to the semi-finals. What do you make of that?
Yeah, look, I think that's definitely glass half full type of thing to look at it. We're going to have one team go through, but I think importantly, we'll have one team that goes through in form and with momentum as well. So, you know, it's one thing getting through, but you also want to get through and actually, you know, have an impact when you get to that point of the season as well. So that's the good thing moving forward is that we're going to probably have one team that can really trouble some of these teams, you know, deeper into the final. So it's unfortunate that we don't get both of them through, but, you know, I mean, that's just the way the season's panned out.
Yeah, 471's got a solution for you. Hey, Drewy, we appreciate your time, mate. Thanks to Aqua Rugby. Check out the latest at aquarugby.com. Ready for finals, yes. Ready for a rebound, no, says Drew. But we'll report back on that next week. Thank you very much, Drewy.
See you, Drew.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.